This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Competition one. This is the first one. As we look to Dr. Shows, there is another one in the coming week. But what is important is what is happening today. And we are focusing on today as I do have the principal of Suguma Primary School joining me right now, Mrs. N.M. Makanya, joining me live right here on MUT Radio. We're just going to quickly welcome her. Mrs. Makanya, welcome to MUT Radio once again.
Good day to MUT listeners. I'm happy to be one of your hosts.
Yes, and thank you very much. You know, we usually have you here, and usually kusuke kuye ezinye izikole esuke host, but namhlanje kuhoste yona isukuma. Uzizwa kanjani ngalokho?
I'm super excited that we are the hosting school today. Preparations. But okay, I'm happy today that all is up to the standard that MUT was expecting.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe because I haven't been inside Angabo, and maybe what are some of the schools that are here?
Schools that are here are under Umlazi District. There is Ngilosi Primary. There is Bunini Primary. There is Mthethweni, Mgijimi. Yes.
Ah, nice. And maybe, how do you feel that this is important for ama learners? Maybe as just to focus la esugu manje ibale kanjani kubafundi le competition, because we have spoken to Dr. Shows, spoken to Mr. Hlongwane, they're speaking about reading with understanding, because but see, that is the problem usually face OT should say, as much as abafundi bekwazi ukufunda, but also there is the understanding part.
With that question, I'm happy to that is being raised. Pardon me with my hoarse voice.
Yeah,
it's very hectic for me. All I can say is that we don't know. We have no words. We are running out of words to thank MUT for what they did for us as Mlazi Primary Schools. We all know that the foundation, it all starts with the foundation spin phase, with the primaries, let me say so. Because we haven't yet involved the foundation phase, which is grade 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Hoping that in future, maybe MUT also plan to involve them. Because now we are starting from grade 4, 5, 6. Happy that we started as grade 4s. As we are now also including grade 6. Hoping that the coming years, grade 7 will also be included. Coming to that of reading, we are so happy because we do understand that reading is the most, is the key. A learner who cannot read will never do it. Even to different subjects besides the language, which is English, as we are here for the reading competition, English. But all subjects, they need to understand, be able to read with an understanding so that they pass these content subjects. Like if I can make an example, mathematics, there are word sums. So a learner who cannot read, meaning that he'll never do it, even if there are calculations, but there are word sums. In fact, all subjects, content subjects, reading is the priority, is the key. So MUT has assisted us to understand that a learner, when he or she is reading, she must be able to comprehend, understand, what is it? Like what I've noticed this year is that the grade 5s are reading, then questions are asked. Meaning that it's proving that they are promoting that which they must read with an understanding.
Yes.
And the grade 6s, they are summarizing the story. Yes. We're so impressed. We are happy. We really commend what MUT is doing, plumbing back to the community. As we are, as MUT is here in our Umlazi.
Yes.
So for them to assist us, we highly commend and appreciate that.
Yes,
I hope they keep on keeping on up until Yeah. But so far, all is well.
Yeah. And I love that you mentioned maybe some of the positive feedback that you received, that students are now rating with understanding. They are able to answer when being asked, and they are able to summarize, because you cannot summarize something you don't understand.
Exactly.
Yes. So maybe is that some of the positive feedback that you have gotten from these competitions, because you have been part of this competition, your school?
Exactly.
Actually.
Even when looking at our mark analysis, we do see the improvement. If I can tell you, like today, one of the visitors that we had this week from the DPE were for math, science, and technology. Yes. They were so impressed. They were so happy. Even the Auditor General was here this morning because of the report that he did get from the district office. Beyond any reasonable doubt, that means we did well.
Wow.
And thanks to the educators, particularly the English teachers who are teaching that skill, which is needed.
Nice. Thank you very much, Principal. We're not going to hold you very long. Hopefully, we'll get you here back and maybe Masek announce some winners.
We can't be losers in our school.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get you back here as well by one of your learners. Yeah.
Oh, last year we were the winners.
Yes. So I'm hoping you're back here. But at the end of the day, everyone is a winner. Reading is the winner. Yeah,
yes.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Makanya.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was the principal of Suguma Primary School, Mrs. Makanya, joining us live right here on MUT Radio. At the end of the day, we are all winners as we are here at Suguma Primary School, where this is the MUT Reading Project competition. This is the first one, and next one is coming up next week, hopefully, as we talk to Shozi Adesha. So it's a very nice initiative that is being done by MUT, going out to the communities and ensuring Wuti, our learners are well equipped when it comes to ukufunda, also gaining that knowledge. And I love Wuti, there's also positive feedback that we are getting from the teachers. It means that this project is actually doing amazing.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.